When the fund was launched, company executives heaved a sigh of relief as they believed they would start accessing capital to rescue collapsing industries in a city that had become the business nerve center of Southern Africa before and a few years after Zimbabwe attained independence from British rule in 1980. Little did they know that they have to wait in vain as the government is still struggling to release its pledged $20 million for setting up the $40 million rescue package in partnership with insurance giant Old Mutual. Although the insurance firm channeled to its subsidiary Central African Building Society or CABS half of the amount before the launch of the package, state bureaucratic bungling further dampened hope among the beneficiaries. No clear criteria was set for the potential beneficiaries, with CABS demanding that firms should provide two-year audited financial statements, clean tax records, sound credit ratings, and collateral security before accessing the fund. The one-year loan attracts an annual interest rate of about 5% at a time when bank credits are as high as 17%. To date, at least $3 million has so far been disbursed to 10 companies out of 49 applicants nationwide. Project proposals of up to $73 million have been shelved. Most residents, business leaders, and some opposition political parties say the fund has become a national disgrace. But Industry Minister Welshman Ncube disagrees.
It is a genuine, sincere attempt to assist government agree to set up a fund to specially assist those companies or those businesses which are in distress. Government itself has not fully honored its commitment. For instance, government was supposed to put $20 million towards the fund for Vulawayo. Up to now, government has only put $10 million out of the $20 that it should have put almost a year ago.
Fontombenhle Moyo, chairwoman of the Bulawayo branch of the Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce, business people have been taken for a ride by the government.
We haven't actually seen anyone who has benefited, and CABS up to now is still not distributing any monies. If business people go to CABS offices, they are told that they haven't received that kind of money. We really don't know who is holding that money. The two offices, I think they are not being honest to each other. That is the Minister of Finance and the Minister of Industry and Commerce. And as a result, the ordinary Zimbabwean, in this case the business people, end up suffering.
Ruth Labote, former president of the Matabeleland Chamber of Industries, concurs, saying government should stop playing dirty games with distressed industries.
Nobody seems to know why we have not received the money. It has now come out clear that there is no DMARC. DMARC is non-existent.
For independent economist Eric Block, the fund has been turned into a political battleground by ZANU-PF and the two formations of the Movement for Democratic Change. While the parties are using the fund for scouting for votes in the next general election, collapsing firms continue sending home thousands of helpless workers. More than 20,000 lost their jobs between 2009 and 2010 following the closure of over 80 firms in Bulawayo. More than 1,000 workers found themselves jobless recently when Monarch Steel Limited, Kango Products, Haven Clothing and other firms shut down in the city due to lack of finance. For Roderick Fayayo, director of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association, the three ruling parties should assist workers of distressed firms to seek capital to revive the companies.
If employees organize themselves and look for money from the government, they should be able to get that money from the government. I think that is why we also have that demand fund.
Godfrey Kanyenze of the Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe says, though the fund is a good national government initiative, it lacks budgetary support.
When this fund was created in the 2012 budget, it was quite a good initiative, but it was based on the expectation that the resources would be forthcoming. But now, in the context of a real budget crunch, then, you know, it becomes difficult to implement it.
Kanyenze argues that there is also need to address various economic fundamentals in order to halt company closures.
Unless and until we deal with the environmental issues, the things that really create the downside risk that results in the closure of these companies, then we are not really resolving the issues in a sustainable manner.
A lot still needs to be done for struggling firms to start accessing the fund, as government recently released at least $10 million as part of its contribution towards setting up the rescue package. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., this is Gibbs Dube.